Hey, you still with us? We're in episode 13 in the study of Colossians. This is Morning Minutes. My name is Lena. Our teaching is called Focused. And the reason it is because we are focused on who Jesus is and what he has done for us. And today's teaching is from Colossians 2, verses 8 through 10. I've called it, What is the Source of Your Confidence? What is the source of your confidence? Let me read you the verses. It says this in God's Word. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to the human tradition, according to the elementary spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. We're still focused on Jesus. We're still focused on who he is, the centrality of who he is, the supremacy of who he is, the preeminence of who he is. All this to say, Christ is the reason we are what we are and we do what we do. So what is the source of our confidence? I mean, simply put, it's Jesus. But how? Let's tease that out. Number one, because you are in Christ, you have the ability to discern false teaching. So remember, this whole letter was written because Epaphras, who had started the church, noticed that there was some pretty serious false teaching happening in the church that was taking Christians away from growing in the word and knowledge of the Lord. And so Paul was asked to write a letter to address that. And he started by talking about who Christ is and why we have hope and the doctrinal strength that is ours in Christ, if we know what he's done for us. And then he's moving into now this defense of why Christ at the center of it all matters. And so he reminds us that we have confidence. Why? Because we can discern false teaching, and we can do it because we have Christ. We have the fullness of deity in him, and we know, by the way, a small little footnote, we will always face false teaching. This should not come as a surprise. Today in the church, there is false teaching happening. And I don't need to make a list of all of the ways there are false teaching, but there are plentiful ways that people are teaching things that are not true. And you see it on Twitter all the time, and you see it in people's sermons all the time. But most of us are too dull and numb to hear it. Honestly, we just kind of go to church, and we assume we're going to be taught truth, and instead of sitting up, listening in, understanding that each of us has the freedom and the ability to study the Word of God so that we can measure what's taught against the Word of God. And we, because we are in Christ, we have the Spirit's discernment in us, we have the ability to discern false teaching. So when Paul says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy, that means somebody's going to try to take you captive, but we don't have to fall prey to that. So you will always have false teaching, but you do not have to waste your time in argument with false teaching. You don't have to get caught up in it. You know, don't let them take you captive. I mean, there's step away from it. You know, there's things that are going to be taught that you just don't need to be mixed up in. So you can discern it, but then you also have to be wise in managing it. So that is one point. And here's another. Because of who Christ is, you have the freedom to live without confusion. All right? You don't need to be confused by human tradition, according to the elementary spirits of the world. You have the ability to rise above confusion. One of the things that false teaching does is it confuses us. It makes us wonder, do I really believe the truth? This last couple of years, the church, especially in the West here, has been just heavy with false teaching. Many things that people say, well, the Bible teaches, I know you think the Bible has always taught it this way, but really what is, they kind of talk about new revelation. They say, well, this is what the Bible really teaches, but they're false teachers. And instead of being confused and defeated by it, we know the truth. We have the truth. There are some things we have not deviated from. Most things we have not deviated. The doctrines we have not deviated from. And so when somebody undermines the teaching of Scripture under the guise of this is the truth, don't just believe who they are because they're a popular personality. Measure it against Scripture. And don't refuse to settle to confusion. We have Christ in us. We know the truth, and the truth will indeed set us free. So Christ's incarnation proves to us that he is fully God and fully man. In the case of the false teaching at the church at Colossae, the teaching was that Christ was not fully a man and that he was an eminence of God, but his incarnation proved that he was fully God and fully man. He was, remember, born of a virgin. He was unlike any other. And his incarnation is what allows us to see God in his fullness, which gives us freedom against confusion. We can look at Jesus and know who God is. And Christ's incarnation gives clarity to God's character and his ways. How Christ treated others is an example of how God treats others, how God thinks of the things that Christ thought about. And so there are moments when faced with false teaching, we are to step up and speak boldly the truth. And there are moments where we need to get at arm's length from false teachers. And there are other times where we engage them in love and you start seeing this pattern free of confusion, but willing to stand confidently because of who Christ is and because of Christ in us. So because you are in Christ, you have the ability to discern false teaching. Because of who Christ is in you, you have the freedom to live without confusion. And because you are complete in Christ, you have power over evil. And so verse 9, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Because Christ is in you completely, he is the head of all rule and authority. And because of his authority, and now he's in you, you have authority over evil. And Christ is working in you. He's freed you from evil. He has given you authority. You are complete in him positionally. You are complete in righteousness. You are complete in all sufficiency for spiritual maturity. These are real, practical, confident-given points that I think ought to fill you with hope that you are not to live in defeat, but to live with strength and power and authority. So get strong in the Word. Get to know who Christ is. Center your life around him and find yourself living with a source of confidence that is yours in Christ. Hey, isn't it an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? I believe it is. I hope you do too. Love to hear from you, Lena at Living with Bauer. Have yourself a great day. Know that you are deeply loved by Christ today. Take care.